can keep in line. Everything's fine. You got all that you need. With Curry and the Keeper.
Curry and the Keeper for March 29th, 2023, episode 35. Hello, my queen.
Hello, my love.
Cheers me right away. Hold on. Come on, baby. It's after 7 o'clock. We need to...
Ding.
There we go. Cheers. Let me see. This is the vin du jour?
Yeah. Ooh.
Ooh.
Yum.
Whoa.
It's that bottle there. What was that?
My lips puckered.
Mm. This is a gift from Tiffany and Rob, and they gave it to us months ago.
A while ago.
I think when I started 75 Hard, so probably about 6 months ago.
You know, I was just thinking, why don't we put a picture of each wine label in the show notes for each show.
Oh, sure.
Doesn't that seem like something we should be doing?
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Duh. And then maybe we can get a sponsorship.
Hey. Yeah.
This is the Fleury.
Fleury.
Yes, it is a produit de France.
Well.
So it's a product of France.
Uh-huh.
North Berkeley Imports. let me see. It's a Bourgogne. It's a Grand Vin de Bourgogne. And who makes this?
I don't know, Fleury. But it's delicious.
It is. Clément, Julien et Rémy Clément.
It's a red wine. And it's very
it's
good.
It's 2018.
And
look
it's
at
a 2018.
It has a sexy little sticker on it.
It's a moderately priced bottle. I think it's about $28 a bottle.
Oh, we're doing that now. We're doing prices. Oh, I like that.
Oh, it's a new feature of the show. Guess the price of this wine.
How are you, darling? I know you're trying to rally today.
I know my energy's a little low, but I think I pulled it up and out. I don't know.
Don't be pulling it up and out. Well, luckily, no video on this show.
No, I don't know. I was just kind of, you know, I was busy this morning. I had to go and get some stuff done, and you know, and do some laundry.
Well, you had an Austin trip yesterday.
Yes,
and that was tough.
Yes,
just
Austin,
in general.
I was gone all day. I left at 8:30.
Very early.
I left at 8:30 and I got home at 9:00. And I decided that I do not like driving home. It is so dark. It's so dark.
Yeah, on 290.
Yes, and so it's not so bad because my brights automatically click on when they're.
Wow, you've got a modern vehicle.
I do. They click on and off.
You mean they click off when another
like,
car
click
is showing
on,
up?
Click off.
Now, do they dim in and out, or they click on, click on?
Well,
click
they go off. They go on and off.
Ooh.
But when a car is coming toward me,
they turn off,
yeah, and then I find it really difficult to see the road.
You're not great at. You don't like driving at night.
I really don't.
Well, don't do that anymore.
No, I decided I'm not going to do that.
But you did have a great dinner.
I had a fabulous dinner, which we can talk about. But I don't have a whole lot on my list. I hope you brought it because...
Well, what do you mean? Well, first of all, this is not a list show. This is just you and me, just chatting, having a good little time.
Yeah. A little banter?
A little banter. May I say how beautiful you look?
You know, I wanted to bring this up.
What? What?
So on each show day, so I was in my workout clothes up until, I don't know, probably 4 o'clock today.
Yeah.
My hair in a ponytail, makeup. And I don't know if you notice or not, but every time we do the show, I always make sure I have my makeup on and I have my hair done because I want to look nice for you because you're looking across from me.
Well, you know, honestly, first of all, you always look beautiful to me.
Good answer.
Thank you. Also, as you know, I find you, even without makeup, actually, your face washed off, I find you extremely attractive. I've always told you this. True or false?
Yeah, true. True story.
True story. Honestly, and you're at a distance right now that
I can't even see
without my glasses.
Damn, I guess I don't have to put my makeup on anymore. All right.
No, but I see. I know you. I know you.
So you just like see me fuzzy? Am I a fuzzy Tina?
Yeah, but I blurry? See fuzzy Tina. Show title right off the bat. Good one. I like that.
Well, that's good to know because then I won't feel pressured to put my face on and do my hair.
Well, the hair I see.
Oh.
So, and if you showed up with your hair in a ponytail, I would still accept it, but I would notice. I'd be like, hey, hold on a second. It would still be acceptable, but I would be like, hey, hold on a second. What's going on with that?
Mm. Here I was trying to make an effort because you're, you know, you're sitting, what, 2 feet, 2.5, 3 feet
well,
away
actually,
from me?
Well, I'm actually, I try to hide a little bit because I've...
I know, you're getting lower.
Well, yeah, I know. What bothers, I'm trying to put the screen in between you and I because this microphone that I have you on, it just, I just come through it.
Get me a new microphone, dude.
No, I have plenty of microphones. Okay. The problem is if, you know, you like to talk like this, move around and everything. So I got to have one that's a little omnidirectional.
At least I'm not doing a John C. Dvorak. Oh. He's constantly
fixes rubbers.
Yeah, fixes rubbers. So,
but also, I think it may be a little bit of post vacation fatigue. Is that possible?
Possibly, I'm not back into working out completely. So, I did work out 5 times though, and while we were on vacation.
Let's talk about this for a moment. It was for me, it was semi-vacation. Yes. It was vacation, but still I was
working.
It was
full-on vacation for me. It was fantastic.
Vacation from what?
From cooking, laundry, walking the dog. Oh, that's right. I don't walk the dog. You walk the dog.
Most of the time. Giving her treats. Most of the time.
No, it was just a nice break and just relax. And that was fantastic.
So this was the first time you've ever been to Jamaica.
Yes.
And the reason we chose Jamaica is, I think you said, where do you want to go? I said, I'd like to go to Jamaica.
Yes.
But not if we have to fly through Atlanta or Miami or and anything with a stopover, I'm not doing anymore. Mm-hmm. It's a little bit too far for me to fly us.
Yes.
At least with the equipment that I'm...
Over the water.
That I'm certified to fly. But there was this fantastic direct flight from Austin. 3.5 hours. Can you believe how beautiful that is?
Yes.
3.5 it's astounding.
It was lovely.
Astounding.
It was lovely. But the day that we left super early because our flight was at 8:30. And we got the message that you need to be at the airport 3 hours before...
Well, that's a typical message, but they were saying that they'll probably be unexpectedly busy because of... Do you hear a buzz? I hear a buzz.
I don't hear a buzz.
I hear a buzz. Okay, I'll move this around a little bit. Unexpectedly busy because of South by Southwest.
Right.
Because I think it ended on Sunday.
It ended on Sunday. We left the day before Saturday.
But a lot of people do leave on Saturday.
We had no problem, though. We had absolutely no problem. We left early. What time did we leave? Five.
Well, the drive. We left the house at 4.
Okay, 4 a.m.
Wasn't that a nice drive?
Yeah, it was. Yeah,
it's just. Yeah, it was like no one on the road. Mm-hmm. Although it doesn't rain that often here, and we have about an hour and a half to drive. Mm-hmm. And my car is usually in just sitting there collecting dust. I mean, I take Phoebe to the dog park. That's about it. But it's not really out in much rain or much wetness.
No.
And so it was raining and my windshield wipers.
Like scraping.
And if you want to get me crazy, put a buzz in the microphone
He's already in a bad mood. This is not a good start because of the windshield wipers going scratch.
So you get to that point where because for some reason the interval was just off.
Uh-huh.
And so it was just going too quickly and there was no way I could make it go slower other than just to turn. I was hitting it manually. Did you notice that?
Yes. No, I didn't notice that. No.
Oh yeah. The whole ride. I was like, okay, it's a little wet now. I'll hit it.
Oh okay. Yeah. Yeah. Because it wasn't raining enough. It was just that in between stage.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So you were not happy. You had some choice words for the windshield wipers.
I thought I kept very calm.
I felt a little tenseness.
Well, yes, but it was okay. I was tense, but I felt calm.
We got to Austin. We got there super early, got a great parking spot. Got to the airport. We sat up in the lounge.
I love it where you get to the airport and it says garage full, and we're like, okay, we're going in the garage. Let's see what happens. And there's plenty of space.
Right.
What is up with that?
Right, right. So that was easy. And then we got in. We got checked in. Priority, boom, done. Oh, up in the lounge. Sat in the lounge.
Nice. Although it wasn't even that busy, honestly. Priority was nice. It was that was super nice. Hey, vacation time. Thank you, American Express, for all the points.
Well, we used that card. And then we hung out in the lounge for a couple hours before our flight, which was nice because you're not sitting down at the gate. You're up having coffee, and that was nice. That was a nice treat.
And it was also nice. We just had peace of mind because Shayna was here with Phoebe.
Yes. Yeah.
That is so fantastic to have Shayna here and just not have to worry about it because Shayna pretty much does this for, well, she has a full-time job that she does remotely.
This is her side gig.
But she lives in other people's houses. She doesn't have a house. This is the smartest thing you can do as a young person.
Her home base are her parents' house, which is in San Antonio. Right. But yes, she has several clients that she watches their pets, including the bird. We talked about that. Wait, remember?
Was that the one that had to go in the freezer when it was dies? Dead?
Yeah, they said wrap it in foil and throw it in the freezer.
Don't do that with Phoebe.
Oh goodness! I don't think she could. No, so that was a lot of peace of mind knowing somebody was here at the house and she was watching the dog, and we could go off and have a great time.
Now, did you have any expectations of what Jamaica would be like? Did you have any idea? Have you ever been to the Caribbean? Have you ever been to the Caribbean, Mon?
I've been to St. Thomas.
Is that the Caribbean?
I don't know. I think so. Is Mexico considered the Caribbean?
No, I don't think so. It's considered Mexico.
I think, that was it. St. Thomas, long, like 40 years ago.
I don't even think I've been to St. Thomas.
Yeah, long time
ago. How long ago?
Oh, it must have been 1984.
Holy crap.
Yeah. Yep.
Man, they even have houses there?
Remember those Apple vacations? Remember that? Where it was the flight and the hotel?
Oh, yeah.
Remember those? Yeah, I'm one of those. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, yeah. It was fun. Holy long crap. Time ago. But I can't. Other than Cancun, I've been a lot of places in Mexico. I've been to Cancun, Puerto Vallarta. I've been to Ixtapa.
Puerto Vallarta. Were you on the love boat?
No.
That's where they always got off of the love boat.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
I had no preconceived notions about, are you looking for your love boat theme song?
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Puerto Vallarta. You can disembark and Julie will take care of you.
Yes, exactly.
I don't remember that on the love boat.
It was always Puerto Vallarta.
Wasn't Fantasy Island?
No, Fantasy Island was Fantasy Island.
Oh.
The plane. Mr. O'Rourke, remember?
Vaguely.
The guy from the Corinthian leather in the Chrysler.
Oh, yes. I just remember the little guy. What was the little guy's name?
Hervé Villanchez, I want to say.
But what was his name on the show?
Little guy.
Okay, little guy. But anyway, so we're on the plane. We're in the front.
Tattoo.
Was it Tattoo?
I think it was Tattoo.
Are you sure?
No, I think it was.
I don't remember. So we're on the plane. We're in great seats because we got it with all of our points. And you come back from the bathroom and you're like, I cannot. You do not fit in the airplane bathroom.
Oh, man.
You were like, you literally cannot
maneuver
yourself.
It really doesn't matter what. Well, maybe on the 747. It was Tattoo, by the way. Hervé Villachez.
Okay,
yes.
Nice.
I can walk into the bathroom, but the curvature of the fuselage, as you know, I'm okay in the man department, but in order for me to bend over backwards, so I have to arch my back. Otherwise, I'm basically peeing on my shoes. Or alternatively, I can sit down, but this is not going to happen because let's be honest, guys, we just won't, no matter what. We're just certainly not on the plane unless it's a real emergency. We're not going to sit down to pee. There's something about that. I can't bring myself to do it.
Okay.
And so it's just like arching my
you're
back all
the way. You're contorting yourself.
Yes.
Yeah, because you came back and you're like, this is crazy. I can't even go to the bathroom in the plane.
And I don't know if they made that smaller or maybe I was just, maybe, I don't know. It just seems like I don't remember it being this difficult to go.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. But anyway, we had a nice flight, got off into the airport.
So it was a little weird. I thought maybe because I'd been there 30 years ago for the first time. I'd been there with my first wife.
What?
My ex-wife.
Didn't know that.
Give me a break. And I think the last time I'd been there was 20 years ago. So, you know, it was like...
With your second wife?
No, I don't
think... Oh, okay.
Wait a minute. Who did you go to Puerto Vallarta to St. Thomas with?
Myself.
Just by yourself?
Yeah.
You went by yourself?
No.
Fess up.
I had somebody take me.
Oh.
Yeah.
In 1984?
Yeah.
Was it Savage?
Maybe.
You can't tell me what's savage. The problem. You can't. It wasn't savage.
Oh, it was. No, I don't. I can't remember. It was
please.
Puerto Vallarta was a long time ago.
No, not that Puerto Vallarta. The
St. Thomas. St. Thomas. Yeah, it was the savage. The savages went.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Anyway, so you were there.
I just wish we were Mr. and Mrs. Savage. It's such a great name. Adam Savage. No, no, that's the guy from there's an Adam Savage.
Oh, is there?
Yeah, he's from the
it was a great Mythbusters. It was a great dating name. Great dating
Tina
name.
Savage?
Yeah. Can I have, what's your name? Tina Savage. Wow.
Wow.
Like, yeah. Can I have your number?
Would you like a gig on the Rye radio station?
Yeah.
As Tina Savage?
Yeah, and
Tina
I told
Savage
you that.
In the morning?
And I used to play with everybody and tell them that I was the voice of the GPS system on the cars.
That's right. Crazy.
So they believed me. They actually believed me. Anyway,
So the last time I'd been there 20 years ago, the airport was half the size.
It was crazy.
It was just as nuts as 20 years ago, and certainly as 30 years ago.
Yeah. But here's the thing. They said, okay, you got to fill out your form online.
Oh, that's
before
right.
Before you get to the airport. And we're like, we dutifully fill out our form online. And I say to Adam, I go, did you get a confirmation or anything? Nope. It's just went into the internet.
Into the
world.
Ether. Yes. Into the world.
So we get to customs and we put our.
Well, hold on a second. So we walk, we disembark and then there's a line. It says, go to the kiosk and put your passport into the kiosk.
Yeah.
And so we do that and it goes like boink, no, see agent, boink, no, see agent. We try another one, boink, no, see agent. Hey, this doesn't work. Oh, go see the agent. Thanks. So, and there must have been a line and we just walked right past it to go see the agent. And then it just got kind of complicated. There was, some lady was like, okay, go in this line. I'm like, yeah, but that's just to put it into the kiosk. We just did that. I said, oh, go see the, anyway, we got into a really short line. That was.
And we got through pretty quickly.
We got through really quickly.
But there were hundreds, if not thousands of people.
I think someone said it was a couple hour wait.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. The one woman told us that. Yeah. So we got through, got our luggage. We sailed through. No problem at all.
But it's just, the whole thing's just. Kind of disorganized.
You think?
It's like you just stand in this line and you don't know if you need a paper or a thing and like, oh, you filled it out. They should have a, I filled it out online line and I filled it out here on a piece of paper line, but I didn't have that.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a pretty disorganized.
And then we did have a taxi that was from the hotel that
Walter,
was going to pick us up.
Walter took us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But even that was kind of interesting. We had to go outside and there's a million people running around and buses.
Go to this booth, then follow her, then navigate all these people and then wait for Walter and then walk this way. And it was,
it was a mess. But anyway, 3.5 hours, I was feeling good. I'm like, what a short flight. I don't care. Nothing can happen.
It was not bad.
Walter picked us up. He took us in his Toyota
taxi bus.
Now this is a very small resort. It's been around for 70 years and I could not believe that, again, the first time I was there was 30 years ago. I did a documentary of Jamaica. Mm-hmm. And we started at this, resort. And there was at least 10 people who had been there for over 30 years and still remembered me.
Yeah. Oh, we were walking to dinner or lunch or we were going to the tea. They had an afternoon tea at 4 o'clock every afternoon. And the guy from across the beach bar goes, Adam, Adam,
Steve,
and remembers you.
Stuart, right. Yeah.
Stuart. And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, these people still remember him. So many people came up to you and remembered you. It was amazing.
Yeah. And David,
and remembered
on the
Patricia
beach.
And Christina and said, who's this chick you're with now?
Did not say that at all. I think, actually, I thought everyone handled that really well. Like, oh, hi, Mrs. Curry. Yes, I remember. I remember Christina.
No, David at the pool was like, oh, yeah, he was here with Patricia Pye and Christina. I'm like, yeah. It did not bother me at all.
I just wanted to say that's very cool.
Yeah. What was very cool?
It's very cool that didn't bother you.
It did not faze me one bit at all. So that was lovely. It was lovely that so many people remembered you and wanted to talk to you, especially since you had a lot of hair back then. I mean, you got your hair now, but you had like copious amounts of hair.
No, well, I think at the time, I had copious amounts of hair, but
it was flat.
It was completely flat. Yes, it was flaccid and usually tied
flaccid
up.
Hair.
In fact, I probably look the same just without the ponytail and the baseball cap.
You had a ponytail?
Oh, if my hair was flaccid, it was down. It was below my shoulders.
You had a ponytail?
What else would, you know, like one of those old rocker guys?
Oh, man.
Yeah, but what else am I supposed to do with it? Have it stringing down like a some kind of beach babe? What are you talking about? Yes, I had a pony. I put my hair in a... Okay, I'm sorry. I should have put it in a bun. A man bun. Okay? In 1980, in a man bun. Yeah, that would have looked good. That would have done it. It was kind of a special... special time, though.
Oh.
And the first night, in fact, the first dinner we had, this is what really blew me away.
Yes. We went to this. I made sure that I made reservations for everything.
You are so
for
awesome.
For the farm to table, the barbecue night, the Jamaican night. The,
every night there was, yes, you booked it.
I booked perfect. It. Because I knew we weren't going to leave the resort.
Right.
I was like, we're not leaving the resort. We're staying put. We're just going to chill out here.
Right.
Yeah. So we went to the farm to table.
So we had the farm to table. Now, we always say grace before we eat.
Yes.
Dinner time. I wouldn't say breakfast or lunch, but dinner time.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have this beautiful table. There's only a couple people out there on the terrace. We're looking out over the ocean. You know, it's nighttime.
You hear,
just imagine all the animals. That's crickets. That's my version of crickets.
And it's almost like I'm there.
I know, Anna. Right? I should have had some sound effects. But there you go. And it's beautiful.
It was lovely.
So we say grace and, you know, thank you.
Well, yes, we're holding hands and our eyes are closed.
Yes.
And were you saying it or was,
yeah, was
I?
Saying
you
it.
Were saying it. Okay.
And, you know, and the typical, you know.
And Adam's, you know, being thankful for the trees and the roots and the leaves and the trees and the sun and the sky and the birds and the sky
hey,
and
man.
The moon.
Hey, man. Yes, I'm grateful for all of
the
that.
The wind. And the bugs.
And I said, and for us and for our marriage yes. and our faith journey together, for all the things you forgot
and
that
I'm
I
like,
said.
And like, my food is getting cold.
Oh, man, you are the absolute worst. Do I take too long for you? Am I thankful for too much? Do you want an abbreviated version, cliff notes? Like, hurry it up, dude, I'm hungry.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm teasing,
And so we say, amen.
Yes.
And then
we open our eyes.
No, and then we hear, amen.
Yes.
Right in between us.
Yes.
And we're like, what? And it's the waiter, also named David.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, oh, I was praying with you. It was so beautiful.
We were so blown away because we were not expecting him to stand
there
and pray with us. It was one of the highlights of the trip.
Which was right at the beginning.
And he became like our waiter for the week. Him and Devin became our waiter.
So this is how it works at places like this.
Yes.
I am going to take care of you every single night. And in fact, anywhere you go, like
yes.
you want anything, you let me know. And then the one day he couldn't come,
mm-hmm.
he came to our room. He said, I'm not here tomorrow. This is Devin. And Devin's going to take care of you.
I know. I was so amazed by that too.
And yeah, he did, but he did take care of us.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
We had the best table. We had, everything was at our beck and call. It was really fantastic.
It was. Yes.
But that happened a couple of times. Staff came up to us and said, oh, I love that so much that you guys say grace because not many people do.
And they're right.
And the island is pretty religious.
Yes.
So they're pretty. I think they're, are they, I think some are Seventh-day Adventists.
They definitely pray. And they believe in God and they pray and they're, mm-hmm. it's very much the center of their life. And so that was really nice. It was really nice to be around that. I'm just looking at my notes. I have on here, every hole has a stick and a bush. That our waiter said that. I don't remember that. What is that? Every hole has a stick and a bush.
It was something about, I don't remember. I remember someone saying that and I thought it was funny, but I don't remember exactly. But it was something about relationships, I think.
Oh.
Maybe about his wife or something.
Yeah, I have no idea what that.
Now you have to imagine this place is kind of like Casablanca.
Yes, because they had a lot of the black and white pictures in the bar of Ralph Lauren as a frequent visitor there.
Yes.
And his picture was up there in a lot of old Hollywood
designed,
people.
I think he did all the designs.
Oh, he did?
All those, you know, the striped pillows. And I think that's all his design. Yeah. And it looked exactly like it did 30 years ago. I mean, it was updated. It wasn't, you know, it hadn't gone to crap.
And that's what we liked about it. We liked that it was authentic Jamaica, not some manufactured hotel out of a box. It was authentic.
And we looked at a couple others.
We did.
We looked at some other places. And I showed you Round Hill. Mm-hmm. I might as well say what it is.
Oh, Round Hill. Yes, in Montego Bay.
And you said, oh, yeah, I want to go here.
Yeah. The only thing, a lot of kids. Too many kids.
You know, and and this is rather interesting because
ovaries are like dust. My eggs are dust. Yeah, but and so when I hear kids crying, visceral, they fall out.
You have visceral reaction. If a child is just even going, mom, boom, boom, there's Tina going, like, I want to put you in the gingerbread house and eat you.
I know.
What is that? I mean, you've had kids. You know what it's like to be on vacation with kids.
I only liked my kids.
Hey, but you know what it's like to be on vacation. And most of the kids were older. There were some young.
No, okay. There were young ones.
There was also some bratty kids, you know, like some teenagers.
So the families either had the nannies with them that took care of them or they put them in the
I do not know. How much money do those people have? They got 18 children. They got nannies. They got all kinds of stuff.
And we saw big families like, these were adult families. But remember, every time that there was happy hour, they would take all the tables. We're like, no,
they would pre-reserve them by throwing. I do not like that. Throwing towels and stuff on there, leaving it for 40 minutes.
Yeah, but the service did that because there was always a bottle of in a wine.
They always
bucket. There was something, so they must have set it up. But anyway,
so there was two things I noticed, which was really interesting. One time, so the difference between the two, well, I've been there a couple of times, but again, the last one was 2 decades ago. What we didn't have then was internet.
Oh, yeah. And you needed that for work.
And phones, really. I mean, so that, and the internet, I have to say, throughout the whole resort was fantastic. It worked everywhere, pretty much. So at a certain point, there was a whole family, maybe 10, sitting around a round table as we were walking towards lunch. And I thought they were all sitting around that table on their phone.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm looking like, oh, are they all sitting around the table looking at their phones? And they were playing cards.
Yes.
And I was so happy to see this. Oh, wow.
I know. It was lovely.
Because I noticed something. I had a little game that I played in the evening. We would look at other couples because what else are you going to do but stare at
other
people?
And we used to create, stories.
Stories about them. Yes. Oh, yeah. We're totally, we have sinned enormously in this. I think I actually repented for that at a certain point. Like, oh, I'm so sorry we did that.
But we're just amusing ourselves. We don't know.
But there's, I call it the ATBC.
ATBC.
Average time between check.
Oh.
Is about 3 minutes. These people are on vacation and you see, they'll have the phone down.
Yes.
And then, I was timing the one gay couple.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, watch this 3 minutes.
You actually had your timer set.
I know I was bad on my phone too, but it was but this was consistent. Anybody who had their phone with them after 3 minutes, they check. They check. We are sick.
I know. I posted a lot though too.
But you were reading. You weren't.
Yeah.
You were doing. I mean, I was on my phone basically doing email.
Mm-hmm.
But the checking of the phone, it's a sickness that it's really bugging me. I have to be honest.
Yeah.
It's really. We've got a. This is a crisis.
Excuse me. I got to check my phone real quick.
Crisis. Absolute crisis.
Well, another nice treat, there was live music in the bar every night.
Yeah.
And so the first night was a great band and I'm singing and Adam turns to me and he goes, "You're singing a little too loud. You need to quiet it down."
I did not say that.
Yes, you did. I have it in my notes. I'm singing too loud in the bar.
No, I said, "It's okay. Please sing the same song as what the band is singing." that I love you so much. Wait, give me a little more wine.
Oh, okay.
I love you so much.
Oh, well, you need to be sauced up for this?
No, but just any song. Look, I can give you any song. Do George Michael, Careless Whisper.
Oh, you want me to sing it? No, I'm not singing it. I can't sing.
I'm sorry. Could you repeat that?
I never said I could hold a tune.
The song is, "Tonight the music seems so loud. I wish that we could lose this crowd." And you're like, I wish that we could lose this crowd. Baby.
I love you.
You sing different songs. It's the same lyric. You're great at lyrics, but you sing a different melody. It's just a whole different thing. It's like we could call it artistic interpretation if there was no other singer and band.
It's like contemporary dance.
Yes. And then,
I'm really that bad? That's why you're like, baby, please, don't you sing it a little too loud?
I don't think I said that. I probably said, it's not the same song you're singing. Different song.
That's true.
I think we have discussed this on the show previously.
Yes, we have. Yelled at everybody for singing too loud.
I did not yell at you.
I was in the groove. I was on vacation.
Into
the music.
And then you went, everything's eerie. I'm like, oh, babe, it's irie. It's irie, not eerie.
Sorry. Oh, but let's talk about the first day you were in the sun. Yes, let's talk about that.
Go for it.
Okay. So Adam decides to, take off his shirt. Okay, he's Casper the Ghost. I was pre-gaming.
Hold on a second.
I had a bass. I was pre-gaming.
That would be because I'm in the studio 4 days a week. And then the one day I'm not in the studio, it rained. But okay, you were pre-gaming.
I was pre-gaming.
And I very smartly stayed under the umbrella. I did not go in any direct sunlight at all.
No,
at all.
But your shirt was off.
I took my shirt off, which honestly was the frightening equivalent of your singing.
It was blinding. It's blinding. It's like, dude, my sunglasses can't even sculpt the whiteness.
Casper the Ghost, yes. Okay, and I admit that.
But you didn't put any sunscreen
luckily, I have quite an attractive physique.
So you had... Everybody was like, wow, look at that Adonis over there.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. No, you had PWM, yep. Pale White Man Syndrome.
No, it's PMS, Pale Man Syndrome.
Pale Man Syndrome.
Yeah.
It wasn't a Pale White Man Syndrome.
No, I wrote down PMS.
I have Pale White Man Syndrome. Anyway, so
same thing.
Needless to say, that night.
I burned.
Ellen. Adam is glowing. Only on the front side, though. He's like Ross from Friends. You know how Ross gets the suntan? Yes.
And then with my lovely temporary fake teeth, I completely had a Ross thing going. I'm like, bing, hello, look at my white teeth.
And I thought for sure it was going to turn into a tan, and it didn't.
It did not. It turned into some nasty-ass burn.
So I'm like, it's on.
Yeah.
I'm going to bake. And I worked on my tan. I flipped every 30 minutes, worked on my tan, got a nice brown color.
Did you look not beautiful.
Burned just a little bit where you didn't put enough suntan lotion on me, on my back. That was your fault?
No.
Yes? Yes?
Well, I felt really bad that you had burned, but that was more. I did exactly what you told me to do, but I should have pushed down your top a little bit in the back because I didn't know that it would move around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was okay, babe. But what saved your life? What helped you?
Oh, Pharaoh.life.
Yeah.
Pharaoh.life.
Yeah. The Pharaoh cream.
Which is the original use case for the lard. And I actually sat there and said, Lard, help us. Lord, help us.
And you said it took the sting out.
Took the sting right out. And I did peel a little bit.
What?
Just okay.
You're
a
lizard. You're a lizard, man.
I am a lizard.
I'm like, ew, your skin's coming off in the bed. It's gross.
But I think I got a nice tan on my face.
No.
No? What do you mean no?
Oh, yeah, you got a little bit of color.
You know, I was at Mitch's place today the periodontist to get a scan and talk about, the big event coming up in a month, which is going to be another fun little, I think we'll probably miss another. It's Korean the Keeper Day, the 26th.
Oh, we'll have to record Tuesday and then we can release it on Wednesday.
Oh, okay.
Timing.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Cause that's what I'll be into on Wednesday. I'll be wanting to release on Wednesday.
What time's your surgery?
8 o'clock. I think.
Oh, shoot. You can do that. You can release it at 7.
You are the worst. So I walk in and, His crew there in Bernie, they're great. They're funny. It's a great team. I think most of them are women. And I have to do the scan, which is this machine you stand in. It's almost like a theme park ride.
Did you hear that, people? They're great. They're women. Because they're all like, Adam, when he walks in the door, right?
I said they're mostly women. Some are girls. Oh. know me.
Let me take your blood pressure.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. And they said, how are you doing? What you been up to? And I said, can't you see? I've been to Jamaica. And they're like, oh, yeah, I guess you have a tan. I'm like, thanks a lot.
Where Annette, while I went to church on Sunday, Annette goes, I could barely see you in the dark here because so dark.
Okay, so let's talk about this for a second. So as we're driving home from the airport, which was Saturday, and of course the day before church, and she's like, yeah, I've got to wear all white tomorrow to show off my tan. And you did, and you had your...
Wait, did I? Oh, I had a white t-shirt. I had a blazer on, though.
You look dynamite. It looks so... I'm so happy. I'm so happy for you.
Because it's fading. Like, it's almost gone now.
Time to go back.
Yeah.
Well, and as always, like, hey, we could leave here. I can do the show from here. Well, we couldn't afford to live there.
No. No.
But we could live on an island.
We do that every time we travel somewhere. Of course, like, when we've been in New York, when the weather's beautiful, we're like, hey, we could live here. Or Chicago. We could live here. And then when we see the weather and it's, you know, 30 below, right. Windshield factor 30 below, we're like, thank God we don't live there. Anyway.
We also celebrated our 8th anniversary on the 23rd.
Yes, but wait, I want to say a couple other things. So the one thing that I was fighting the whole time I was there was the humidity with my hair. I had Monica Geller hair. Monica from Friends. It was Rosanna Dana hair.
It wasn't quite that bad.
I had to curl it every night because it was out of control. So one night, I decided to put it up, like in a ponytail, and I had these little trendles in the front. And Adam looks at me, he goes, you're so beautiful with your stringy hair. I go, what? Yeah, I like your little strings
I said they like the Hasidic locks you got going
on
there.
Yes, you said that after you said, I like your stringy hair.
You know, I don't know if you know me. By the way, I was going to say something nice about our 8th anniversary, but why don't you just go pound sand for a moment with your stringy hair? Monica.
Those are your
words.
Hi,
I'm Ross. You're Monica. You know what? You know, next time, I'm going to get you some Bo Derek braids with some beads. That'll look good. I'll take care of it.
Brian with an I asked me, he goes, you cannot come back from Jamaica without having cornrows. And I go, I got him. I got him.
Goodbye.
Anyway, so you were... So you want to talk about the night of our 8th anniversary?
Yes. Now, even though I don't think we had told...
We didn't tell anybody. And I was going to use the line when we checked in, like, hey, can we get an upgrade? We're celebrating our anniversary.
Yeah, I would not let you do that. But you don't say, hey, can we get an upgrade, you heathen? No, you say, oh, yes, we're here for our anniversary. Ding.
Okay, so I forgot to do it. Exactly. So, anyway.
But of course, I did know that the 23rd was the anniversary of the first time we ever met.
Exactly. Yes.
And I hope you were impressed that I knew that.
You had it in your calendar, Tina talk, first talk.
Yes.
Yes, I know.
I've had that in there ever since.
Yes.
You know, ever since I figured out that it's very important to know, gentlemen, first week anniversary, first month anniversary, 6 month anniversary, first anniversary, first anniversary, first date anniversary.
First time we had champagne.
First time we had champagne anniversary.
First time we had smoked salmon on bagels with mimosas. Goodness. I have it all written down.
Really? You have that?
No.
So anyway, so we go to dinner and you would just, it was just a regular, regular evening.
It was a Thursday night.
We actually almost, because I'd done the show you would even said, hey, let's just have room service. I'm like, no, I've been in this room all day. I want to get out.
Yeah.
Thanks.
We didn't do room service once.
No, of course not.
Which, before we get into the story, so we had beautiful meals every night and I'm not used to eating the way that we ate. I'm just not. I mean,
I don't see that there was that much difference.
I really like,
you packed it away.
I did a number on the desserts, mm-hmm. as you know.
Like, oh, the desserts. Yes, we did have good desserts.
By the time we'd get done eating and we'd have a nightcap in the bar and we'd listen to the music, we'd head back to our room between 9:30 and 10 and I'm full. We wake up at 7:30, 8 o'clock, and Adam goes, I'm hungry. I'm like, where are you putting all this food? I am not. You were constantly eating. Constantly.
Yes.
Which leads to another story, but I digress. Go to the dinner.
Are you trying to script this or something? No. You're trying to put me in, I mean, why don't you just hold up a cue card? Tell me what to say.
No, no, no. you were talking about the dinner, so I just wanted to bring in the constant eating, and I was perpetually full. You were perpetually hungry,
and we're just going to have a dinner, and we say hello. The Currys are here for dinner. Oh yes, mm-hmm. Hold on 1 second, and then she walked away,
and I'm like, where is she going? Yeah,
and she came back, and they said, oh, come over here, and we kept walking past all the tables. Right to this.
I thought we were going upstairs. I go, oh, are we going upstairs? Because they had the like a main level, and then they had another like veranda upstairs.
Right. And there was David.
Oh.
And there was a very little private gazebo right there on the ocean, and it had rose petals and a bottle of champagne that he got for us.
He surprised us.
And he surprised us with this beautiful dinner, and he brought over the three Jamaican dudes to serenade for us. And of course he put himself in every video, which was kind of cute.
Oh, it was, and David was the first guy that prayed with us in the very first night. It was so magical because it was such a surprise, and we were secluded in this gazebo right on the water. It was, oh my gosh, it was so lovely. It brings tears to my eyes. It was so lovely. And he was just a lovely, lovely man. Yeah. So I know.
But, and it was super romantic.
Oh, it was. And then we had said to him, we said, you know, actually, this is our anniversary. It's been 8 years.
Look at my calendar. Look, I have it. Here it is. Proof.
Since we first met. And so at dessert, he brought out happy anniversary on the dessert. And it just happened. He just did that for us because he loved us. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it was very nice.
But during dinner, I look over at Adam and I go, your nose is running.
Oh, I have that here. It's so attractive, you said. Yes, I wrote that down, and it's happening again right now. You said, you know, it's so beautiful tonight. It went a little different. It's so beautiful. Your nose is running. That's so attractive.
I didn't say it's so attractive.
I wrote it down verbatim. Verbatim. You have to understand, we write down this stuff and hash it out on the show.
It's so funny. Yes, because something comes up, and I'm like, I'm putting that on my list to talk about.
I'm just going to jump to the last day.
Okay.
Now, every single day, the way I start my day, and we didn't bring our Bibles because they weigh 5 pounds each, our study Bibles.
Yes, you do yours online, and I don't. No, it was hard.
I always, when I'm here at home, I always do it in the book. I love the books.
Yes.
I really do. But I will look at like the... Was it Jesus Calling, the daily devotional?
Mm-hmm.
And it always has three different passages that it comes from.
Yes.
And then I'll look those up on the app because it's not in the book, and I'll see what they are. And whichever one I like, I'm going to read. And then I open up my Bible and I read that. That's kind of how I do it. And so the one that I get on the last day, and so every morning I do this in bed because I have the same Bible app on my phone. And it's really good. The what's it called? The Living. What's it called again?
I don't know.
Well, people want to know. It's the electronic version of what Sir by His Grace gave you.
Yes.
Right. It's the Study Bible, Life Application Study Bible. Okay. So and I would read that every morning. I start.
That is a great Bible because it gives an explanation of what the scripture means, and it gives an explanation so that you can put it in terms of how you can use it for your life.
Right.
That's why I like it.
So now you got up and you were doing stuff in the bathroom, and I'm staying in the bed.
This is the day that we're leaving.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Every day since. You know, since we started on this journey, I don't open up social media. I don't open up email. I don't look at anything.
You've been very good about it.
I start with this because this prepares me for the day. And I'm going to study something, whatever it is, whatever flows, whatever is given to me, I read. And so this day, the devotional brings me to Proverbs 31.
Okay.
And Proverbs 31 is this was written by, these are the sayings of King Lemuel. I think that's the way you pronounce it.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the last of the Proverbs. 31 is the last one. And it is about, it's actually, it start at the first nine verses are about something else. But then at 10, it's, and this, he fin- this finishes all the Proverbs with a wife of noble character.
Oh.
And just want to remind everybody, Why are you named the keeper?
Because of my suitcase packing skills.
Exactly.
Okay.
Named by John C. DeBork.
Yes.
So you're in the bathroom and I'm reading.
And this, I did a really good job too.
Oh, no. Once again.
Yes.
I mean, and I love this. You know, you pack is fantastic. Beautiful.
Okay.
So I'm reading this. I'll just read a few. A wife of noble character. And it's all these different things. And by the way, you have to read this in a modern mindset. It's not like the woman is supposed to do everything for the man, but it really shows that the man is really nothing without the woman. Mm-hmm. It's the yin and yang. It's the male female model that mm-hmm. I love so much. A wife of noble character, who can find a virtuous and capable wife? She is more precious than rubies. Her husband can trust her, and she will greatly enrich his life. She brings him good, not harm, all the days of her life. She finds wool and flax and busily spins it. She's like a merchant ship bringing her food from afar. She gets up before dawn to prepare breakfast for her household and plan the day's work for her servant girls. Now, in the translation, it's not like, you know, like you're running the household, but it actually, you know, you could be out. Here, it even says here, she makes sure her dealings are profitable and her lamp burns late into the night. You are the core of the household, not of the housework, but of the
right.
of the relationship. Mm-hmm. And as I'm reading this, you're packing, and then you say the following to me. Are you just lounging around? I'm going to let you pack your stuff, okay? Oh. And I took this as such a sign from God. And I just smiled my way through that. I'm like, and of course I got up and said, that's probably the worst idea ever, but okay. And I immediately start to pack, and then you packed anyway, even though I made an effort to like fold a t-shirt or something. And I just thought it was such a sign from God. This woman is the woman of noble character. She is Proverbs 31. You are the perfect yin to my yang.
Aww.
And it was like God saying, read this, look at what you have. And because you said, I'm just going to let you pack your stuff, okay, which you didn't really mean, for whatever reason, you thought I was lounging around like, hey, get your ass up and get the packing. But I was actually reading about you with all this love flowing out of my heart.
And then I snarkily say to you, get your ass up and start packing your own clothes.
It actually told me right away, like, oh, God, thank you. Yes, I understand what you're saying to me. I love this woman. She is the wife of noble character. It was just so perfect. And that's a message. That to me is like, just so you know.
It's kind of like bitchy.
No. Oh. You really mean that?
That wasn't my intent.
No, but that's not the point. Mm-hmm. The point is I was being reminded of how fabulous you are.
Aww.
I was being reminded. It was God talking to me. Aww. That's the way I interpreted it.
Oh, babe. Yeah, that's so real. That's sweet. Real.
And I kept, and I didn't, and I was like, oh, I want to tell her about that. I said, no.
I'm
saving it for the show. That's too good. It was really, that's really how I was like, oh, thank you. Yes, I totally understand what you're telling me here.
Oh,
because I ultimately, you packed. I didn't pack. You packed.
I know. I totally did.
But when you said that, it was like God saying, dude, look at what you've got here.
Oh,
because I just read it. It was fantastic. Anyway, that was my story.
Oh, that's lovely, babe.
That was my PowerPoint presentation. Oh,
you know,
today.
Which leads me to this story.
Okay, everybody, get ready. Here we go. If you thought that was loving, wait for this next bit.
Thanks for setting me up, babe. So we're talking about, so Annette got a new ring. And it's gorgeous.
Her
ring.
She did? Oh.
Yeah, she got a new ring and it's gorgeous. And I was talking about getting a new diamond.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, yeah, you know, it'd be really nice to get a new diamond. You go. I go, well, maybe for our 10-year anniversary. And you go, if we make it. Yes, that's what you said.
I did, but I meant it more is if I lived 10 more years, uh-huh. That's what I meant.
Backpedal. Backstroke.
That's what you said.
Backstroke.
Okay. All right. Well, I think I just proved to you how much I love you.
No,
and
I know.
God approves.
I know.
It's good to go.
I know. I'm just giving you a hard time. I know. That's really sweet, babe, though. Then that's what you said. Oh, I got a good one. I'm saving for the show.
That's exactly what
that's
I thought.
That's lovely.
I did want to just for 1 second pause because a good friend of the show, Jeff Smith.
Oh,
he
yes.
reached out to me yesterday.
He's the one that did the music, the Korean the Keeper
all
music.
All of our Korean mm-hmm. the Keeper music. Also for No Agenda and
Pastor Jimmy and
Living Up
show.
In a Down mm-hmm. World. And he lives in Nashville, and he and his wife actually were pastored, I think, youth ministry.
Worship. I thought worship pastors?
Youth ministry. Oh, youth ministry. And the worship team at the school that had that horrible shooting in Nashville. And he reached out for some prayers. And so I just wanted to pass that on and ask everyone else if they could pray.
He knows all the families.
He knows all the families. Yes.
I can't even. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yes.
And and that just takes me back to those looking at the phones every 3 minutes. We are completely captured. We're being spun up. Pastor Jimmy and I have used this as a term now, that the media, so all media is spinning people up, making them crazy.
And wanting to divide people. They want to divide people because when you're divided, there's no strength. Everybody is weakened.
And it's also, that's the American media model is to get people into outrage, and that's how they make money. And that could not be more perpendicular to what this show is.
Turn off the television. That's what Pastor Jimmy and Annette have done. They have turned off any outrage type television.
They don't even watch TV.
They're very selective on what they watch, and it's usually very Christian oriented.
Pure Flix.
I mean, and they've just turned it off. And I had talked about this too, where I am less and less and less on Twitter. And Julie even told me that she got off of Reddit. And I just need to just...
I can't believe Julie was on Reddit. Yes. I should have known this. I would have saved her a long time ago. What are you doing,
Reddit,
girl?
Get off.
Reddit is horrible. That's the worst you can imagine.
Now it's time to hear from the Cokesuckers.
Oh, yes. That's right. It's all as eerie, man.
It's eerie. We got to hear from not the eerie. Eerie.
Irie. Irie. Irie.
Now it's time to hear from the Cokesuckers.
I want to thank everybody who sent in some boostograms, some sats, and are streaming as you're listening to this program. You can do this with a modern podcast app. All we ask for that you help us out with is some wine. And you can email us.
We haven't gotten any wine at all.
Tina@curry.com, adam@curry.com, information@curryandthekeeper.com if you want to send us something to the P.O. box. And with the modern podcast app, you can send us Satoshis. You can send us some sats.
Sats, baby.
Sats, baby. And whatever it's worth to you, whatever value you get out of the show, put that into a number of Satoshis. You can use Fountain. You can use Podverse. You can use CurioCaster, Cast-O-Matic. Go to podcastapps.com. Get one of these apps. You can also import all the podcasts from your existing podcast app so you don't miss anything. And then you get all this cool functionality, including the chapters that Dreb Scott does.
And I think that the best talent or treasure is to share the show. Share it. Tell people about it.
Yes.
So that they can, you know, partake in the joy that we bring.
Oh, I just threw up in my mouth a little bit. top of the list for today, 33,444, the one and only Sir Brian with an I.
Oh, he's back, Brian. With
another story about him and his lady friend.
Oh.
Has he texted you about this lady friend? Actually, he sent us some audio.
He did, but he didn't. Yes, do you have that?
Yeah, I do.
Actually, we do have to.
You need to set it up, though.
I don't know what this is.
We had talked about the last show about creating levels.
Oh,
and,
yes.
And somebody said they were donating a million. They were close to a million Satoshis.
That was Richard Clark. And he says, for a title, you mean? That's the one you're talking about?
Can you read his message?
Yes, a suggestion for a title for those that have donated 1 million Satoshis in total. How about Master Vigneron?
Oh, no. This was at the previous shows. I cannot remember who it was.
Okay.
Who said you need to create levels of people who donated 1 million Satoshis. And they said, I think I'm at 1 million or close to 1 million. Mm-hmm. And you said, oh, he's the only one that's done that. And I said, no. I thought Sir Brian with an I donated 1 million Satoshis. And you said, no, I don't think that's right.
I said that?
Yes.
Well, that's because I'm mean to Brian. That's my job. So.
And so Brian was like, oh, he's wrong. And I'm going to prove he's wrong. And that's why he pulled that clip together and he sent it to you. So if you want to play the clip.
Here we go.
To prove that you were wrong.
We do have to start it off with.
Baller, shot caller, 20-inch blaze on the Impala.
Ready for this?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
You have his last name on your note.
Skelton.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
1 million satoshis.
Oh, I was wrong.
Yes.
11 minutes later.
Gene?
Yes, and he has a message for us. He says, I think this puts me at 1 million sats total. He is a Curry and the Keeper millionaire. Boost, boost, boost.
Boost, boost, boost.
It's the white version of 100. This will improve your home life. It'll improve the sex will be better.
Brian gave us a million sats one time, too.
No, he didn't give us 1 million. No,
I thought he gave us a million.
No, maybe in total, but not a one. No one's given us 1 million.
Do you hear that, Brian?
Adam Curry, you're so fucking fired.
Everyone heard it. Everybody's
fired. Wow. Brian, this is a family show.
I didn't know that was in there.
Good one, though.
Wow.
Good one, dude.
Okay, well.
He called you out on the carpet.
Yeah, so, well, we need some more millionaires on the show.
And I'm still tasked with creating those levels, and we've gotten a few suggestions, but it's not done yet.
If you're serious,
I've been busy. I've been busy. I've been on vacation.
If you're serious about this show, you know, communications
Excuse
expert.
Excuse me? I've been working on my tan.
Communications expert. Then you might want to do some work here. Nice. By the way, thank you to Craig. Did Craig do the artwork again?
Yes, Craig did the artwork for today's show. Craig Weinberg.
So back to Sir Brian with an I.
Thank you, Brian.
33,444. Check this out. He says, I was at an event with my lady friend.
Ooh, friend.
Send a picture.
Yeah. We don't believe you, Brian.
We don't believe you as a lady friend. And we were chatting with some people. I don't believe you were chatting with people either. At one point, this other lady said, quote, my favorite pastime is listening to couples argue. And my friend goes, oh, you should check out a podcast called Curry and the Keeper. Their fights are hysterical. I'm already on episode number 9. I sat back in my chair, dusted off my shoulders, and shot my friend a wink. So now we might have a new cork soaker because, get this, she heard it through the grapevine. Brian, you are so talented.
He's
bro.
So he's so creative. Talented. He is.
He's so creative.
But you know what? We don't argue. We banter. That's not arguing.
No, there's no arguing.
Yeah, it's playful banter.
No, let's hold hands and tell each other a
secret.
Okay,
here, give me your hand.
I can't reach. Wave King checks in with a full stack of threes, 33,333. Dear Tina and Adam. Oh, Tina and Adam.
Oh.
In parentheses.
Oh.
I'm still waiting for an East Coast keep up meetup.
Oh.
That way I can hand you a doggy planter box in person.
Oh, is this from the Sketchy Cuts?
Yes, it is.
Yes, I was just thinking about him too.
He says, Phoebe is a white lab, right? No, wrong.
She's an Akbash.
Everyone else in Vineyard Nation can go to sketchycuts.com to order one. Over 40 breeds to choose from. What is this? A doggy planter box?
Yes. No, it's actually, there's a,
what is that?
A food dish. He makes them out of, I'll show them to you. They're really cute. Oh. He does such beautiful work. His cutting boards are gorgeous.
We only use it once to cut.
It's I
don't want to cut on it.
And it's a great hostess gift or housewarming gift for
sure.
Yes,
it is. Artisanally made to order in small batches. Small batch. Custom coloring available to match your dog.
Yeah.
Only at sketchycuts.com.
Oh, thank you.
where is it? Where's my thing?
Only at sketchycuts.com.
Did you know that he's a ham radio operator?
Oh, he's a nerd like
73s you are. And 88s from November 3, Quebec, Zulu Charlie, Circumference, Wave King Advertising. Call me whatever you want. I got to get my ham radio stuff set up.
Yeah, again. You need to get your antennas up and put, you know, start nerding out.
I do.
Yeah. Because, you know, that's why I fell in love with you, because you're ham radio and your Morse code thing. Ding, 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 ding.
My Morse code thing that goes ding, 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 ding. That's so eerie of you. 33,333. Dear Curry and the Keeper, so much love and laughter on your last episode. In honor of a Dutch expression donation.
Oh.
This is from Annemieke.
I love her.
Here's one that's very true. Met je kop boven mij veld uitsteken. This is a very, very Dutch one.
Say it again.
Met je kop boven het maaiveld uitsteken.
Something to do with I've got my steak in a cup.
This is very Dutch. Don't stick your head above the mowing field.
What?
Meaning it's discouraged to stand out from the crowd.
Oh.
This is very Dutch. It's like
like you're showing off.
don't think that you're better than the rest, because if you stick your blade of grass head above the rest, it'll get chopped off. That's what it is.
The Dutch are weird people.
Meaning is discouraged to stand out from the crowd, and that's why we all connect through Vineyard and Gitmo Nation. Love from Florida, from Annemieke.
Thank you, Annemieke.
Then we have 33,015 sats. It could only be...
from Comic Strip Blogger.
Terrific Tina, Artful Adam.
Thank you.
The world's a better place with your jovial witterings in it.
See, it's not bantering.
It's witterings. Those you can't touch can't help but be improved. Those you touch can't help but be improved by the refraction of your intention. By the refraction your intention creates. He wrote this with ChatGPT. Maybe. It is the bedrock upon which our children's futures will benefit from. By the way, AI.cooking episode 54 entitled Woke Watch just dropped. So if you do see it, be a deer now and pick it up for us, will you?
Okay, I'm listening to this because I'm curious.
CSB and Gwoof.
Gwoof.
Yes. He's an AI master. Then we have Hugh Cargo, 33,000. Longtime listener, first time donating to the show. Oh, hold on.
You've been decanted.
Welcome, Cork Soaker. You've been decanted. I figured out how to do it, and this is really fun. Thank you both for getting Living Up in a Down World up and running.
I love that.
This is pretty much our... Have you noticed now that...
Yes.
Besides the fact that Jimmy is saying, I love you to Annette, total rip-off.
And she's beautiful.
total rip-off.
He loves
now
her.
Now they're clinking glasses at the beginning of the show. With some kind of...
But they're drinking some aloe vera sort of thing that smells kind of like pool chemicals.
Some kind of hooch.
No, they said it smells like pool chemicals, but
apparently it tastes like pool chemical, too.
But they're addicted to it. But I noticed they were clinking glasses.
Clink me again, baby. This is how it's supposed to... All right. Bam.
We got the real juice in our glasses. I did notice that.
Actually, my prayers today, I said that I was so thankful that we have created a format.
Yeah.
This is the new couples podcast format.
There you go.
That's right.
I love it.
You got to clink glasses with some horrible thing.
Some aloe vera sap. Pool chemical drink.
Nothing like a little chlorine during the show. Then we have a row of sticks or a satchel of Richards from Todd from Northern Virginia. 11111. My first time testing out the Albi wallet.
Nice.
Benefit to the keeper and her producer.
Oh, hey.
Cheers.
That's right.
SLC 10101. That's a binary boost. Fountain Top 10.
Ooh.
Indeed. We have made the Fountain Top 10 again.
We sure have.
Very, very proud of
this. Thanks to everybody who's donated through Fountain. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes. And actually, even if you donate with another app, it also shows up.
Oh, it does?
Yeah.
Oh, sweet.
For anyone who's doing this, if you put a 1% split into your Fountain wallet, if you have in your Fountain account, I think Adam at fountain.fm, then it will also automatically be counted towards the top 10, top 50. There's a whole top 50 list. There's a top 50 list.
Nice.
It's not just all Bitcoin people and God people. There's other podcasts, believe it or not.
Nice.
Yes. And it's, someone said, you take away Bitcoin and you said, no, there's a lot more in there. Also, Steve Webb is always, he's frequently in the top 10. This is from, let me see, Bad Career Advice Chad. Okay, can't wait. 10,000 sats. Adam, ditch the @curry.com email address and take communications by boost only. And he has a whole bunch of emojis. Tina, I suggest you check out the levels on badcareeradvicepodcast.com, the soon-to-be premier podcast filled with terrible but hopefully cathartic career advice. I've created levels that are on theme for the podcast, along with brief descriptions. Let me know if you have any questions.
Oh.
This is interesting.
Yes.
So that is badcareeradvicepodcast.com. Sir Michael with 3434, when I make it to 1 million sats, I'd like to be called a super soaker.
I like
that one. Millionaire
Super
Soaker. I like that
a lot. I like that a lot too.
SLC again with 3333. Paint the fence, sand the floor, now do a flying crane kick. I guess that's for you.
Oh.
Painting the fence, sanding the floor.
Yes.
Japan person comes in with, what is this here? Japan person. 1001.
Japan, what, Japan?
I'm sorry, Japanese person.
Okay.
Just, it says Japanese person. And just says 333 with 1001 sats. Grammy with 1,000 sats. Love your show. I'm sending the sats I've accumulated so far in the Fountain app. Thank you. Yes, the Fountain app. You can actually earn Satoshis by listening to any podcast. And we got I Love Sushi with 1,000 with a test boost from the Castomatic podcast app, which is great. If you, it's a very, very Apple-esque type app, if you like that. And another 1,000 from I Love Sushi. Sounds like there's never a dull moment with you two, and I love hearing all about it. And then we have a couple smaller boosts here from CC7777s. Hey, 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 hey. Oh. Boosting sats for the Roseanne laugh. Great show as usual. Thank you to user 718 and a whole bunch of other numbers. Thank you to In the Morning and some quack who says, I've never worked with someone as beautiful with as you, and my heart melted.
Aww.
And this is true, and it's still true, even when you have your Monica frizzy hair, even all the, whatever. I've never worked with anyone as beautiful as you.
Aw, well, that's what you're supposed to say.
Correct.
Thank you.
Correct. Thank you all very much. You can go to curryandthekeeper.com to find out more about boosting us. Go to podcastapps.com to get one of these modern podcast apps. We have a P.O. box if you want. Oh, we got some cool stuff in the P.O. box.
Well, that's what I'm looking up right now. I wanted to tell you. So we got, oh my gosh, we got two books. We got The Case for Easter and The Case for Heaven. From John Fuller, who is one of the hosts of Focus on the Family.
A little outfit called Focus on the Family. And, you know, not like they don't have millions and millions of subscribers.
And Rob, I can't read Rob's last name. Is it Kirkpatrick?
I met him. I think it
He's
is,
executive
yes.
executive producer. Yes, I can't read his handwriting. But they had Lee Strobel sign the book for us to Adam and Tina.
How about that?
And we were just, it says, to Adam and Tina, God, all God's best for you, Lee Strobel. We were blown away by that. So I want to read his note. So John Fuller said, Adam and Tina, we love listening to you both in several places and shows. You've brought smiles and appreciation. Thanks for being authentic and transparent and for your willingness to invite us into your lives. Lee Strobel is a terrific guy, and we hope these books are useful to you all in your own faith or someone else's journey. You know so many folks. Grateful, John Fuller. And then Rob said, Adam and Tina, recently we had Lee Strobel in our studios to record a show about his book, The Case for Heaven, which we watched recently.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But I like having the book now, especially signed by Lee Strobel. Are you kidding me?
It's so cool because Pastor Jimmy is doing a whole series on heaven, which is amazing. Right now. Please accept the signed copy as a gift. I am blessed and encouraged each time I hear Curry and the Keeper. Tina, you're the best. No, I'm kidding.
Curry, the Keeper and that dude.
As you both talk openly and intentionally about your faith journey, I pray for you both regularly.
Thank you.
Oh my goodness. We were so blown away by that. Thank you so much. It's a really treasured gift.
And I just went to the P.O. box and like, let me see, because it's always kind of Christmassy. Like, hey, let's put it in the P.O. box. And then we get this. It's like gold, man. Gold showing up in the P.O. box. And then we got these beautiful gifts.
And then we received two handmade leather-bound journals from Ashley Slater. And she's actually a No Agenda listener. I think that she listens to Curry and the Keeper. Oh, yeah. I'm not sure.
Oh, definitely.
And she made one, and it has the Keeper on mine, and it's got the number 33 on yours, which is a number that's always referenced.
Does she have a website? She makes these, doesn't she?
She's on Instagram, and I'll give you her. You can put it in the show notes. But okay. She said, Adam, I made you and John each your own leather journal. I also made one for the Keeper and Mimi. Mimi is John's wife. Mm-hmm. I hope you like my talent donation. My treasure donation is in order. Thank you for forever changing my life for the better. And I was just, oh my gosh, the fact that she included me, because I know she was a big No Agenda listener, And I use a journal every day when I do the Bible recap, every day, because I write notes in it, because I'm reading scripture and I'm listening to the podcast and I write notes. And I told her, this is my next journal that I'm going to be using as I'm going through the Old Testament. So thank you. I mean, these gifts are just beyond treasures. I don't even know how else to describe them.
It is. Yeah. And I look at this, I'm like, I don't want to ruin this with my handwriting.
No, I know. It will. I'll take yours.
No. I'm going to use it for my inventions.
Oh.
Write down my inventions.
Okay.
I invent stuff all the time.
Yeah, I bet you do.
You know, have you heard of podcasting?
Yes, podcasting 2.0.
Just a little thing. I invented.
But talking about our faith, so your baptism's coming up on the 12th. April 12th.
Yeah. Yes. And it will be streamed live.
Yes. And people who have been instrumental in your faith journey will be there. So I know Julie and Ben will be there. Julie was the catalyst to everything, which I wanted to talk about. So your baptism is on April 12th.
Wait.
Oh, more wine.
I want to practice for communion. A wine
babe,
here.
It's not really real wine, but okay. And I don't think there's going to be, there's not going to be communion there. So.
No, I know, but I'm practicing. This is instead of, because I never get to go Sunday, so I'm catching up.
So, yes. And so Jimmy did tell me, he said, oh, yeah, we got Rattle on the playlist. I'm like, thank you.
Yeah,
because, nice. You know, yes. Annette and I were planning the music for you.
He's going to rip a solo for me, isn't he?
That'd be a nice gift for you.
That's all I need, man. So, but he has to make that solo face.
With his new guitar. Doesn't he have a new guitar?
Yeah, I don't know if he has it. Yeah, I know he sold one and he was doing something. I'm not sure. Yeah. I don't keep up with his axes.
Yeah, he loves his guitars. Oh, yeah. But so anyway, Julie was listening to the last show. We had mentioned that you're being baptized on the 12th. And she texts me. She's like, Tina, like, exclamation point. She goes, do you realize that it was April 12th last year that I texted you about going to Bridge Church?
Isn't that fantastic?
Isn't that, I think that's magical. Mm-hmm. I think that's just magical. So yes, yeah, so we're gearing up for the big baptism.
I'm very excited. What am I going to wear?
I don't know, but you know, your new jeans are coming that will now fit you.
Holy crap.
So Adam, since he stopped smoking, he's just been eating copious amounts of food. And he's like, I just keep eating and I'm not gaining any weight.
Zero.
I'm just not gaining any weight.
I still have my girlish figure.
Well, lately though, he can't button his jeans.
I can. It's just, it hurts. And so
yesterday I'm like, I go to hug him. I'm like, his jeans look a little weird. I'm like, I'm trying to hug him, like trying to feel, you know, like, oh, what's going on here? And then I finally say, are your jeans unbuttoned? You're like, yeah, you caught me. I put the belt on to hold them together.
I know. Hey, but I'm a 30. I was a 32, so I can move up to 33. It ain't all that bad.
No, you go, I'm not fat. I go, I'm not saying you're fat. You were really thin anyway. 32 at 6'5 is pretty thin.
6'5 and 58.
Yeah, and that's just pretty thin. So just yes, saying. I like you with a little. I like you with a little girth. But it was so funny how you were trying to hide it. You're like, I put the belt on. I was trying to hide it.
You know. It's like you doing your hair for the show. Like I could just walk around with my gut hanging out, or you know, I could try and look nice to my wife.
You do,
and
you're always.
It's
so
called
handsome.
Camouflage.
And then the last thing that I have on my list
of insults
is our child that Google Barf said we have.
Oh, this is right.
Yes.
How about that?
Why don't you talk about that?
The great Chat GPT. Well, the Google came out with it. It's called Bard, but somehow it got dubbed Google Barf.
Yeah, we call it Google Barf.
And it was saying that that I had been kicked off of Twitter for violating their terms of service, and I'm married to Tina, and we have one child together. And so I tweeted, "Hey, while I was kicked off of Twitter, what'd you do with our child?
What did you do with our baby?
What did you do with our baby? You didn't give it to the dingo? What happened?" This is another thing we don't need in our life, ladies and gentlemen. We do not need these things. Turn off your TV. Check your check. You know, I should make an app that alerts you if you're checking your phone every 3 minutes.
You should.
I mean,
your car does that. I think you need to pull over and take a rest.
It has a little icon of a coffee cup. Like, time for a break. As we're at the airport. Thanks. I can't wait for the crappy airport coffee.
Exactly.
Darling.
Yes, baby.
I love you so much.
I love you too.
You truly are the wife from Proverb 31. You're the one. You are the one, baby.
Thank goodness.
Remember us, curryandthekeeper.com. She's the keeper, I'm the producer.
We'll
see you in 2 weeks, everybody. Bye-bye. Yeah.